You know, Sean will find that room.
Sean's got some interesting.
I do around.
Yeah, that's my, that's my address.
Okay.
On the up.
So, okay.
Professionals.
You wanna gavel it up?
I know, that's.
You gavel it up, so it's secretary?
At least the gavel.
Put her sneakers on. She ran through.
Okay. This is the January 6th, 2025, public meeting of the planning board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger. Notice of the agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front of the public safety building, and sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger no later than the Saturday prior to the meeting.
Now, before you call the roll, flag salute, please.
Oh, flag salute. Please join us in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And again, before you call the roll, I would just like to explain for any member of the public who's here and for the minutes that you see, we have four board members up on the dais, which is a quorum of the board, and we have four potential board members that are sitting out in the audience because the township doesn't reorganize till tomorrow night. So technically, they have not been reappointed. I'm not a betting person.
I would say technically they have been reappointed. But out of an abundance of caution.
Out of an abundance of caution, I believe they're going to be appointed in public at tomorrow night's meeting, correct?
Correct.
That's your intention, Mr. Mayor, is it not?
I sent a note to the clerk saying that they're my appointments and that I will read it into the record tomorrow.
So out of an abundance of caution, I'd rather wait until tomorrow, until it's been read into the record. And that's why it's set up this way. And that's why I'm suggesting that all the voting tonight be done by the four people here. However, anyone in the public who wants to say anything about anything that they're going to vote on should feel free. That's right. You came out. You have a voice tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Don't use it too much, though. That's a joke for the record. Would you like to follow the roll?
Yes. Mr. Aversa.
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Semay?
Here.
Mr. Malay?
Present.
Okay. Now, first order of business. Does someone want to nominate someone to be the board's chair for this year?
I nominate Kevin Semay.
Any other nominations? Can someone second the nomination?
I'll second.
Can you call a roll call vote on that?
Yep. Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't there a ceremonial presentation of the gavel?
There is.
I don't even use the gavel. I don't even know where the gavel is.
Somebody's going to get it.
I can't.
Never do that again. I can't.
It was behind me, so I'm good.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld with the ladies? That's what I was trying for.
Worked.
All right, thank you. You guys chime in, whatever here that's. I guess we now have a nomination for vice chair.
I would like to nominate Mr. McCaffrey.
I'll second. Are there any other? If not.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I suggest you hold off on the chair pro tem.
I'll hold off on the pro tem.
Till the next meeting?
Yes. All right, now we have several appointments. John, I think we could do several of these together. Are you okay if we bunch some together?
Yes, yep.
So like before we do it, I'm gonna ask on the engineer, I'm going to ask the subcommittee to comment on this. Before we do that, can we group a bunch together? While they're talking, you can think about that?
And did you want to give your return? Yeah, so what I've circled...
Let's leave that one for as well.
All right. I think you should go down the numbers on the left-hand column and hold some of, for example, you're going to hold out number 10, the architectural expert, because you don't have one yet. You're going to hold out 14, the board stenographer. I think for the record, we should make an...
I was going to make an announcement that our longtime stenographer, Jackie Clapp, died on New Year's Day. I know she had been sick, but I always found her to be professional, and she had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, she sure did.
Slow people down with her fingers.
She worked till she was 83.
Yeah.
Like just a couple months ago.
Yep.
So maybe a little moment of silence for Jackie. Thank you. But again, let's talk about that one. When we get to that one, let's hold it. But whether we should appoint one or we have some other ideas about not having an official one, but so let's leave architecture number 10 out and number 14 out.
And five.
Five is lighting.
Lighting expert is standing.
And what about 16?
But hang on,
Yeah, 16 you should leave out.
16 we'll leave out. So the newspapers were okay with following your applicant at mobile agenda, I think.
I was going to say, it has been updated yet.
Newspapers.
It's updated to match council.
Right.
So we can talk about that too.
Yeah, let's so for now, why don't you look at, let's leave out 10, the architect, the stenographer, and we'll just talk about the newspapers.
Okay.
About the lighting.
And you want to talk about lighting and engineering, but if you talk about them first, you can make them part of the Omni.
That's what I was going to try to do. So I was going to throw that over to Tom McCaffrey, because I know she had...
So Mott McDonald has, I'm not sure what the right word is at this second, decided that he was only doing business with Clinton Township any longer.
And I would just say on a higher level, they've really stepped back from municipal work entirely. So they
not entirely.
Well, close to.
Yeah,
close
they've to. Cut back substantially.
So yeah. Small towns. Like Northwest New Jersey, they dropped a whole bunch of towns.
Right.
Okay. So based on that, we need to go find a new engineer. And we had a subcommittee that conducted some interviews. I included Bill Glazer, Dan McTiernan, Chairman of Board of Adjustment, Bill Close, and I. I guess Brian, you and Bill did preliminary.
We did the first round, yeah.
Preliminary to get us down to two candidates. Our package is here from the two candidates, if you'd like to see them. And we also have samples of reports that these two guys mail us. We can mail them to you. So my personal take on this, interviews are not useful, unless it's a technical interview, they're not useful for much more than revealing whether or not the person is character defects. Can they show up on time? Can they get their hair combed? When they ask a question, can they answer the question? I personally don't believe that it gives you that much of a...
You tell me, if you don't comb your hair, you're disqualified?
Well, it depends. It's a judgment. Okay. Can they get their flies?
Okay, I'm good.
So we interviewed Stan Schreck from Van Cleef and Bill Burr from Colliers. Bill was a younger guy, 40s, local guy, pleasant personality, all the right answers. He was a little bit more expensive than Stan was. Stan is an older guy, 65, said a little bit more about that. He's been around for 40 years, seen everything, knows everyone, lives in the Long Island Valley, office in Phillipsburg, not too far away. He's a principal in his firm. So one of the questions we asked was, how long would Stan work, given his age? Posed that question, he came back and said 5 years. So we thought five was okay. Two or three, I think, would have been a disqualifier for me to vote for him. I see Bill's nodding his head. So we confirmed that he'd be good for 5 years. my overall assessment, both guys are very good. They interviewed well. They brought professional packages, which again, you can look through. They sent sample reports. The sample reports looked like the kind I would expect, right format, good content, they look professional. We would be okay with either one of them. And I was also thinking about, are these guys you're comfortable with sitting at the table and representing the township in a public meeting? And my assessment, you guys can comment, is we would be comfortable with both of these guys.
Yes.
As an email. I gave a slight edge to Stan, and others can comment. He's a principal in his firm that gives him a little bit more muscle. He was direct in his answers. He's licensed as an architect. So if he comes, he can fulfill that. And I personally called him a few nights ago and said, we have some vacancies here. Can we appoint your firm as engineering, traffic, lighting, and also architecture? He goes, yes, we can handle all of those things.
All four of them.
All four of them. He specifically said he'd handle all four of them. And if he needs to bring in someone else from his firm, he can do
that. I think both firms could have done the architect. I hadn't really delved into the lighting and the traffic, actually.
Yeah, he and I,
we talked about the traffic.
He and I talked about traffic at some length, and he said, you know, if these are simple things, that's great. He goes, if these get to be very complicated, then you have to go to get someone who is at the same caliber that the applicant brings in, and if we see that's a situation like that, we may drop back and go look for extra help. Like, those are the normal stuff we gotta cover here. So, and last thing, Stan is a little bit less expensive price-wise.
Yeah.
So my vote based on those was Stan and Van Cleef would be my primary vote. Bill, do you want to comment? Did I miss anything?
No, the same parameters based on the experience, the credentials, price.
And I think the price would have been negotiable, but I do think Colliers would have crept up a lot more quickly.
And that
we got them to that price. I think that their average annual.
They were both great firms. Did Dan McTiernan also indicate that he was going to recommend to the BOA?
Yes.
He actually waffled a little bit, to be quite honest. When I talked to him first, his initial impression was he was a little bit more leaning toward Mr. Burr. And then the second, after some further thought, I think.
Well, if the planning board appoints him, that might.
Oh, he's going to follow.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, he actually did. His opinion shifted.
And how about the township?
The township is going to appoint Mr. Schreck on tomorrow.
Okay.
And I will speak for myself. I gelled a little bit better, I think, with Bill. I kind of was looking a little bit longer term, but I also took all the points. And it really was, I think we've all spoken about this. Both firms are incredibly capable.
Yeah.
And have a lot to offer. Would have done, it was a push. It was really that close.
Very close. Either one would have been fine.
We would have been fine either way. So I think we made a good decision for the township, and frankly, we love Larry, but Larry was, his work was being, was taking him in a different direction. He is involved in work further afield. He's got a higher level in the company now at Mott MacDonald, which is a global firm. And it just, I think this will be good for all parties.
Yeah, I don't think we're concerned that we're going to end up with a lower caliber of support than we
not at all. And I will say a little bit of anecdotal feedback from some folks who may work with them from the other side was very positive for both.
Meaning what?
Yeah, I spoke with the mayor in the high room, and she said that was for villages. It was great. They got a lot of money through grants, which we really had gotten. That argues against my recommendation, but we heard good stuff about these guys.
So would if we were inclined for the engine, as engineer, it makes sense, and even traffic and lighting, would we name Stan? And then if he needed help from his firm, he could still, an architect too, he could still go and get.
Yes, because
you can just co-sign with the other person.
Correct, and the way the contracts, the way your appointment resolutions are set up, it's normally other people from his firm also.
As well, right.
I was going to say, is it the firm that we're appointing?
Yeah.
Because that way he can rely on his bench if he needs to.
Yeah. So you want to pencil him in as the architectural expert also?
I would too. Right? I would think so. We've been looking for one.
Yeah, for a long time.
Right. I would absolutely throw that in.
Yeah.
So my point is, no one's ever good or bad. The only better or worse than the alternative. The alternative here is a blank space.
Yes.
This is a licensed guy.
Yep. So at this point, what you guys are saying is, someone's going to make a motion to appoint 1 through 13, we're holding out 14.
Do we want to, is the newspaper, which one's the newspaper?
1 through 13, 15, 17, and if you talk about newspapers, you can do all of them.
We were going to leave out the
Other than stenography, you're going to hold that out.
Newspapers. We could talk about newspapers for a minute, then we can.
Yeah, then add them in.
That's one big thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why don't we let the mayor talk, just because I know he and the council have.
Actually, I'm going to defer a little bit to Bill, but before I do, I just wanted one more note on Mott McDonald and the decision we made with the engineers from the township's perspective. Larry actually told me that he could have remained municipal engineer, but given up the board work. And we felt, I felt strongly that was not a workable solution. So to your question, the intent, at least from my perspective, is it should be one engineer for the whole municipality.
It works better when you can get one for everybody, clearly, so.
So, all right, newspapers, you've got a better handle on the details of.
We talked to Trish before, because this, the premise we're looking at is the Star Ledger, the Democrat, will stop publishing this year in February. And the legislature passed this rule that if you keep your papers from last year, you can online through in March, all nice and good. We decided what we wanted to do with council is we're going to reappoint our four official newspapers. So it'd be the Democrat and Reviewer, two weeklies, the Courier News, the Star Ledgers, the dailies. And then our intention is to print the notices, though, in the Review, and the Courier News is the daily one needed, if that makes sense. Because they're both, those two are case-taking published, they'll be in the paper, that has to be the requirement going forward. Now, we may readdress if legislature passes a rule allowing online only and all of that stuff, clearly we'll all have to rethink what we do. We don't think they will this year, though.
Good, so A, we're consistent with what the council's doing, and we're following.
So the four newspapers would be the Star Ledger, the Courier News, the Democrat, and the Huntington Review, is that correct?
Correct. That's a belts and suspenders.
Yep, yep.
They're all official, and the intent is to print in the Review and the Courier News when you.
So that covers everything, the only thing we still have blank at TBD is board stenographer. So let's just, why don't we just go ahead with, I don't think we're talking about appointing anyone there right now.
Right, and you don't have to appoint the board stenographer. What the MLUL says, for hearings, you have to either by electronic or mechanical means have a recording. Now, we record all the hearings, and in fact, we record the meetings. The only thing we don't record are closed sessions, because you're not required to do that.
There's no stenographer in a closed session, so.
And, right, we don't have a stenographer in a closed session. So the issue is this, if someone orders a transcript.
Right.
Okay, the municipality is supposed to provide them with a transcript at their cost. Now, what we've done is when you have a stenographer, we just tell them, order a transcript. If we just have a recording and someone requests a transcript, technically, you've got to.
Hire somebody.
Hire someone to do it, then you can charge them. If you had a board stenographer, you could, you know, cut out the having to collect and having to pay out, just tell them to order.
And not for nothing, as we all well know, up until very recently, and I mean very recently, quality of our audio.
Been awful.
Right.
Right.
Well, when did, we used to have them, it seems when we had them so much more, when did we normally have a stenographer?
We had them carried up the steps.
Right.
Like, who would be the first having one here?
Right. If you had, you haven't had a large application in a while.
Team challenge.
The Board of Adjustment, it's a crisis situation. The recording failed on one of the hearing sessions. Jackie was in the hospital. No, yeah, we're going to, may have to recreate that record, that session off of notes and everything.
Provision for it.
There are ways of doing it, there's caseload that says how to do it and everything. But the Board of Adjustment, on any large, any use variance case, and any commercial case generally, anything that goes beyond one hearing session, generally, because it's easier for a board member, you can have them listen to a recording, then they have to set a time to listen to it. If you get them a transcript, they can read it anywhere they want.
John, are you aware of any town? towns that do this electronically, you know, artificial intelligence take recording. Does it work well?
No.
It's not.
Is it legal?
It's not. It's transcript. It's not.
It's not. It's not good enough.
The quality's not good.
Okay.
So what would, we don't have to do it tonight, but would the suggestion be, what if we had a couple of names that we could provide to applicants if they needed it? I mean, I guess.
I gotta check again.
We need to have, we don't need to have someone at our.
If someone orders a transcript, you better, if they take the position that, hey, the statute says, you gotta give me the transcript, I pay you, you should have a bullpen of, you don't need someone to be here.
Right.
But.
You should be ready.
You should be ready. Or maybe it's one of those services.
But even if you call somebody up, you don't have to necessarily have appointed them. They're just a vendor.
You just have to know that you've got somebody.
Correct.
I'm not trying to.
Are there any that are currently circulating in Huntington County?
We already tried. There's two of them that are too busy. Tina and, forget, Tina filled in for Jackie.
I had Mr. Close send me three recommendations.
Yeah.
Stenographers. Firms that like.
You mentioned a couple minutes ago about a service. Are there services that do this?
Yeah, there are transcription services.
Could we appoint them?
You would think, or can you use them if we?
Well, as long as you've got the audio, you can also send the audio.
Just wanna make sure that they're using a certified recorder.
Right.
We did that with the old municipal minutes. We sent those out for a transcription.
Yeah, where'd you send it out to?
That was years ago. Vita had those sent out. I don't know, Vita or Denise would've known, maybe.
Wait a minute, who did all the board ones?
That was somebody Bill had. Was that one of the names?
She's a.
No, she's an actual, she's an actual.
She's a board secretary.
Board secretary.
Yeah, so she's not transcribed.
Yeah.
Oh, that was minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't transcripts. Okay.
Well, we'll leave it as TBD for now.
Yeah.
But let's look at having somebody available or a couple of folks available.
And there is something to have from the person in the room, because you might be listening to the audio, but you don't know whose voice is what. And it's not like I'm saying, hey, my name's Brian, what I'm talking to.
Right, correct.
And it becomes very difficult to ascribe who wrote what.
Yeah, I just.
The zoning board has the same issue, right? They need one.
No, the Board of Adjustment has a much bigger issue than you. Yeah.
But if you go to a service, they have a pool of people that you can utilize.
Correct. It's just that, listen, I had a prerogative writ case within the last 3 weeks that I got hired special counsel West Amwell. We ended up winning the case, but the judge's opinion is like, we had transcripts, but they were done by a service. And it was hard to tell who was talking. Was it a board member? Was it a member of the public? It was hard. People were talking over each other, and the judge commented at various points in the opinion that it was very hard
to follow.
To follow.
We should probably find somebody then. Let's just look.
And this is Judge Menon, by the way, who, if we ever had a prerogative writ, it's going to be in front of him.
I would also suggest that I feel like it's a dying art. It is not something that is drawing a lot of people to it.
Correct.
No.
That's so much.
As we're
learning. Well, Taylor's got the three names from Bill, and we've got those.
Oh, she's already reached out to a few, it sounds like, right?
Working on that with Dan.
So presumably the Board of Adjustment will select for one of those three names at their meetings and piggyback on what they did?
Yeah, it's probably the best move.
That's
because
they need to be, what's it say?
They need it more than we.
Yes,
they do. That gives Taylor time to find someone, hopefully they can do it.
Yep.
Great. So let's leave that one open, but we've got all the other ones filled in. We've got Stan Lee Schreck with Van Cleef as traffic engineering, lighting, and architect, and we talked about the newspapers. So how about a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Point all of those 1 to 17. 14 is irrelevant.
Right. Everything other than number 14.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that appoint the following professionals 1 through 13, 15, 16, and 17 for 2025.
Thank you, Mr. Reversa. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Mr. Reversa?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Aye.
There's always one.
I am that one. You know it.
Okay, so we have the 2025 meeting calendar for approval. It was distributed. It's
I have one suggested alteration. I don't know, does the calendar go out to 26 yet? Do you have a reorg on this?
I didn't see it.
Didn't want, but that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, and Bill and I told.
On the resolution that you have.
Oh, it's a resolution, that's right, it's not on the calendar.
It's on the calendar, so what, do you remember what it was?
So yes, it's very easy, what we would like to do.
It's the last one, 17.
Bill and I gained this out so we don't have the same problem next year. Bill said, how do we fix this? Maybe we have a council meeting on the 5th, because it's another thing, it's like a Thursday, it's the 1st. We've decided to calendar the council meeting reorg for the 5th at 7:00. And I would recommend that we name the planning board meeting at 8:00.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so we should, we'll make the, Taylor, I have your thing here, let's make it 20, the meeting. Item 3 says the reorg meeting for 2026 will be January 5th, 2026, at 7 p.m., call at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to back, I mean, we should be done in an hour or less.
And I might propose that we not have a meeting on September 20th, because it's Rosh Hashanah. In other years when that's happened, we've canceled the meeting, so why don't we just.
Kill it.
Not schedule it.
So take the.
What's the date of that?
September 20.
22?
22, yeah, 22.
Right.
Thank you, John Q. Public.
And I would also note that we are, one other difference from this previous year is June has 5 weeks, so there's an extra Wednesday, and we did put in June 30th.
Can I make a suggestion? Do we just give one to the Board of Adjustments?
Yes.
Make them schedule it.
Give them.
Honestly.
Wasn't that for something?
Well, we want June 30th, because that's our deadline.
Just in case.
Yeah, I think that's.
Correct.
I hope we would cancel.
We're willing to transfer them over if we don't.
If you have to declare to adjust, someone will help us.
Good point.
Helping a brother. Okay, so with that.
So we, can we just summarize what we just changed?
Yes, we changed.
September 22nd is out.
September 22nd is out.
And January 5th, 2026, has moved time from 7 to 8 p.m.
So that the township council can reorganize that evening at 7 p.m. So people don't have to sit out there, they can all be sitting up there.
Right, okay, so that's the only two changes for the 25, early 26 calendar.
So is there, if that's any other discussion, anybody else from the public and near public? Is there a motion to approve the calendar?
So.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semak?
Yes. Approval of 2025 rules and regulations. Those were distributed, I don't believe there were.
This is the same as 2024, no one has.
I found a little typo, you changed something in there, right?
Last year for 24, we changed something.
Last year.
Yeah.
Last year, yeah. I have one question, though. Should we put the Highlands call out stuff in here? Does that people log in our rules and regulations, are these more informative to us, the public, or not?
Nah.
Okay.
What's your question, Bill?
Well, the Highlands call out under our new ordinance, any decision of the board will go to the Highlands, and once Taylor transmits it, they basically have 15 days to approve this.
That.
I don't know where it belongs, I want people to know about it, though.
Right, so the rules are a reference place that you can look at, like how many days you have to do this. I don't like putting rules in that require the boards to do something, even though I have a provision at the end that says if the board doesn't do something they were supposed to do in the rules, that it's okay anyway. But I don't like putting obligations on the board unless.
Keep it simple.
Well, no, they're not simple, I wish I could say that.
This was more to let an applicant know that the 15-day thing matters.
But most, they don't read the rules.
Okay, fair.
Does it matter to the applicant, really?
I mean, it does, because their approval's not operative until the 15 days pass, in theory.
Oh, so if they begin taking action.
Yeah, it'd be at their risk, yeah, in theory.
Well, put it this way, if the 15-day period, the zoning officer and the construction code official should be told that under the new ordinance, you can't be.
So even when we ask nicely, you have to wait 15 days?
You gotta wait 15 days.
Unless the applicant
I guess the applicant could take the risk and it could be denied by the Highlands. We would work with the Highlands to remedy anything, of course.
If we don't, I mean, in most cases, they have to wait to the resolution, and the resolution...
Well, the Highlands starts from the memorialization, so it's 15 days.
Oh, after the resolution.
So it's memorialized, the same as Taylor sends it to the county, she'll send it.
Okay.
To, I don't know if you sent the county, Lindsay sends ordinance to the county, because the county would have to Highlands.
Can you send me the ordinance language?
I can.
So if you have it, can you just read it?
I might, let me just check.
Well, while you're looking, we have informed the board secretary to be aware of the step, so at least we're...
Yes.
After a resolution is adopted, besides sending a signed copy to the applicant and to yourself as a zoning officer and to the construction code official and to me and to the applicant's attorney, who else do you send it to? I know you notice, you publish notice of it, that it's been adopted. Do you send it to anyone else? Bill, there's no requirement that a resolution be sent to the county.
Oh, I'm thinking of ordinances with Lindsay. That's my mistake there.
Yeah.
So the language is...
Yeah.
The Township Planning Board or Board of Adjustment, as applicable, shall, within 15 calendar days of the issuance of any board approval or denial for development application under the Township's Highlands LOU, which is everything, of course, provide a copy of the board resolution to the Highlands Council. The council call-up review period shall be expired 15 calendar days following the council's receipt of same. Any board approval denial issued under the Township's LOU shall not be effective until the expiration of the call-up period.
Okay, stop for 1 second. Is that language from the Highlands?
No, that's in our ordinance. That's the ordinance we adopted on the 12th.
That ordinance says two different things. It says from the date of the decision, which is the night of the decision, and then it says 15 days from the resolution.
Language came from the Highlands, though. I know where you're after. We pulled this language right from, we tweaked one part of it because it was super broad. So we did tweak one thing.
Because that's internally inconsistent. Are you sure that...
This is exact language. I copied it from our ordinance.
I'm saying, are you sure that you copied that from the Highlands? Believe me, you're reading from the ordinance. I believe you.
Yeah, I will have to double check.
Can you check
one change to this part from?
Can you just send me in an email the Highlands language?
Yeah, I'll get the Highlands language for you.
Yep. All right, we're gonna have to figure this out.
Taylor
knows he's gonna have to send it to the Highlands when you send it to the applicant.
Mm-hmm. Right, just send it
just
to
add them to the list.
Add them to the list. That's easy enough. But I,
so before, the old rule was it's like after it's more than 2 acres. We've always had a call up provision. It just didn't apply very often. In the new model ordinance, they want to apply to everything. They get everything. Let's not go there.
That's an old problem, not a new problem.
Yeah. It only applies in a certain subset of,
Where are we? Were we going to add something to these?
No.
Anybody have any other questions or comments on the rules and regulations for 2025?
Yes, I have a question. Under order of business 1.3-6, there's a call to order, and then we skip right from there to statement of compliance with Open Public Meetings Act. So are we missing something?
No, I think
that's how the agenda goes.
What about the flag salute?
That comes after, doesn't it?
I usually do it before.
The flag salute's not listed.
We usually don't have it on the
agenda. Just so you know, the flag salute's not required. You guys do it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Flag salute's not required by law.
I usually do it first thing when we kick off, just because.
Call to order required. Okay. Open Public Meetings Act notice required. Flag salute. Most municipalities, of my 8 boards, only one does not do flag salute.
One doesn't? Really?
Correct.
I'd love to know later.
I believe you do it first.
Yeah.
That's the one I would expect. Just to get it going.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Sue. Anything else while you're...
I'd not like to do this tonight, but I'd like to take an advisement with John and tell her to look at the language you use for fees and payment of taxes, because I think the rules might not reflect what we're actually doing anymore.
Hey, hold on for a second. I want to look.
I don't want to. Because I didn't have a chance to find
you. Did I bring that up?
What's that?
The picture
of John. Oh, yes. I'll ship it.
You should just get the notebook.
I'll buy it.
No, we're getting a different one. I got a different one. Also equally applicable.
It can't be any time during the process.
We're sure how well you should receive it.
I think it'd be great.
Yes, this is a problem.
Something to aspire to.
That's a question we'll move.
Oh, I don't know, Lord, I don't know.
Phil has no comment about that.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'd like to move to adopt the rules.
Yeah, I would like you to move that too.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor Malay. Thank you, Mr. Aversa. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Stepping out of the mic.
All right, so we have meeting minutes, regular minutes. For December 2nd, 2024.
Oh, did you want to do the subcommittees?
Yeah, let's do them after.
Item F.
Do I go on more?
I take your point. Your point is well taken.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to, that's why I don't have it on this last version. I printed it out.
I don't know what we're talking about.
So we were gonna appoint like the subcommittees. I want to hold that.
Oh, no, hold, yeah, yeah. It's been taken off. Hold it until.
It's not mine, but it's not yours. It's only the old.
Right. That's why I'm.
I'm with it. I caught up.
So I'm at the meeting minutes for approval, December 2nd, 2024. There were a couple of motions and seconds I asked Taylor to fix because I think they got confused.
I sent you a couple notes, right, Taylor?
Yep, I got them all too.
So one, anybody, you guys have any?
Did we actually use the word generally consistent or did we say consistent?
I don't know.
It's either consistent.
I don't think we use generally.
We don't use generally consistent. We use either consistent.
Sort of consistent.
Not inconsistent or inconsistent.
We hook the word generally.
Yeah, just, yeah. I would agree.
I don't remember ever.
Well, I don't think it was you guys. I think it was Mr. Behrens that said it.
Generally, I don't remember.
Well, if he said it, then the first paragraph could stay, but in our resolution, we said consistent.
Yes.
But so let's change the second one.
That's what we voted on.
Yes.
The one we voted on was consistent.
Determine ordinance consistent with the town, the master plan in the second paragraph.
Yeah, the second paragraph, that last sentence.
Correct.
Let's just drop the word generally there.
My computer died, so I don't have it. The last, does it mention that we did a vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you put that in, Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. There was a motion.
Very helpful member of the public here.
Yes.
Thank you.
JQ.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Is that what the letter says?
Yep, I agree. So striking out the generalies.
For the one, not the two.
The one, okay.
The one.
Just the one of them, not the two of them, because he said generally consistent. We'll have to talk to him about that.
It's a lot of language.
A little more specifically. Yes. Consistent.
Generally, we'd like you not to say generally.
Okay, so any other comments or thoughts on those minutes?
I think the minutes are generally good.
Generally good. Is there a general motion to approve said minutes?
I'll make a motion and accept the minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Aversa.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McCaffrey. Roll call.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Generally, yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes. All right, we don't have resolutions, we don't have any reviews, we don't have any public hearings. There's no new business vouchers. Yeah, they got posted today.
Yep.
So.
I'll make a motion that we pay the vouchers. I looked at them, there was nothing.
I don't have a, I'm okay with them. You know, there are some questions. I'd like to work on some process questions.
But not.
How about I make a motion that we approve the vouchers that are applicable to the planning board?
Yeah, that's what we always say.
Yeah.
That's what we always, yeah.
That are in the packet, yeah.
Right. Okay, is there, I'll second it because I, roll call.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
I'm going to abstain because I didn't see them. They weren't in there when I went, so I'm going to abstain on this one.
Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
John, can I pass with three? Or don't
yes.
Yeah, it just the vouchers.
Because actually the abstention
becomes a no.
Becomes a yes.
Yeah.
Oh, does it? An abstention goes with the majority.
Oh, I thought it was a no.
Oh.
I thought it was a quorum thing, but okay.
It's all, no, because we have a quorum.
Right. But you don't need a quorum because we couldn't, it's online.
We don't even need to do this.
We've had minutes from a couple of years ago where there was just two of us here.
Correct.
We don't even need to do this, so it's fine.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Generally, Jenny's okay.
There's a meme for that or something, right?
Maybe have your new notebook. I'm generally fine.
Listen, if this is at the Board of Adjustment, where you need five
of that's
votes for a use variance, if someone abstains, that's the only case when it would be denied, because you wouldn't have four yes. In every other situation, unless your rules say something different, an abstention is a consent to the majority.
Exactly what our rules say.
I think in the council, though, an abstention is a no.
Maybe you have rules? Maybe
we don't have rules, but that's a different problem.
Good to have.
If you don't have rules, how do you know an abstention is a no?
Practice.
That's what we have.
That's what Brian said.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you don't have rules.
That's what Trishka said. That's what happens.
Well, maybe Robert's rule says that.
Maybe.
Okay?
Right. I think it, yeah.
Because Robert's rules only applies if the rules say they apply.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And actually, they're meant for legislative bodies. They're not really meant for quasi-judicial.
Right.
All right.
In any event, moving along.
Reports. Council.
We reorganize tomorrow. So, other than the only real news in the agenda for tomorrow is the appointment of an engineer, but you got a preview of that. So, that's the news that's fit to print.
We also got a preview of the planning board members who get
reappointed. Yes, you did.
You say something.
This is true. This is true. I will be appointing the planning board members you see in the audience, acting as public participants. The only other thing I would like to put on the record is I did, over the last month or so, have a couple of positive comments on the operations of the planning and zoning office from various parties who complimented Ms. Taylor here on.
Very good.
Very good.
Members of the public on their interactions?
On their interactions.
That's nice.
Wow, that's a rarity.
Yeah. Yeah. The only member who complains.
Correct.
Yeah. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Keep that up.
Yeah. No one can compliment me.
All right. Affordable housing, I don't think there's anybody. Nah. How about
The only thing I will say about affordable housing, which I put in the newsletter, is that January will be a very busy month.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
That was a council. It's not a planning board.
That is right. Correct. At the council.
Yeah, I know.
That's council. Right. The council will have, look, if you're interested, look for the agendas at the council in January for certain actions that need to be taken relative to the fourth round. Based on the requirements of the statute.
Of the 2024 amendments to the Fair Housing Act.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ordinance subcommittee, anything?
No, we've had no discussion related to changes in ordinances.
Save it for next time. Environmental Commission, same thing. We should probably save that for next time.
Yeah.
Last meeting was canceled last month, early this month, and then the next meeting's early February, February 6th.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's really
they have a few members' terms that are expiring, so nothing to bring.
Historic, that's...
I will actually be able to start giving those because I'm going to be probably the liaison to historic, so there you go.
And open space.
Nothing significant.
Okay. Anything else?
Which four of you is making a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Boom. All right.